Wir halten Parshas Nitzuvim. Nitzuvim is the famous Parshas HaTshuva. Ganze place where steht in der Torah, the Inyan von Tshuva, is Parshas Nitzuvim. And the Pusuk says, after Shishi, Ki ha-mitzvah azois, asher noichim etzavcha hayoim, the Ramban says, another Rishonim, that refers, what mitzvah are we talking about? Mitzvah Tshuva. So, the Torah HaKadosh is telling us here, in essence, what's the level of the ease or difficulty of doing tshuva? If you ask people around, how easy is it to do tshuva? Or how difficult is it to do tshuva? If lots of people are honest, say, it's tough, very difficult. And many people don't even believe they can do tshuva. They think, I can do tshuva. I've done so many terrible things. I'm so far gone. And more or less, one gives up before one starts. So the Torah, HaKadosh, is telling us before we start thinking in machshavos like that, the Pusuk says, Pushet HaPusuk. Ki ha-mitzvah hazois asher noichi metzavcha hayoim, this mitzvah which I'm telling you today, or tshuva, lo niflesi mimcho, it's not far removed from you, v'lo rechoiko hi, it's not distant from you, lo v'ashamayim hi, v'lo mevalayom hi, ki koroiv elecho hadova mo'id, v'ficho u'bilvavcho la'asaisai. It's easy. Before you in the Torah. And the Torah goes at length. Lei v'ashamayim, lei mevalayom. Ki koroi v'elech adov moed, v'ficho v'lvav chalach soy soy. So it's easy. And before you posik. What's the v'ficho v'lvav chalach? So the Ramban says, other Rishonim, the main components of tshuva are charota, three things. Charota, regret. Abba Emes, regret what you've done. But incorrectly. Charota, vidui, to speak out and say to Rebbein Shem, Chotosi, Bermes Vidui, is enough just one word, Chotosi. So that's Beficho. Chotosi, the Vidui, that's Beficho. Bilvavcho is Charota in your heart. And Aziv Zachet. What's Aziv Zachet? A firm resolution never to do again what you've done till now incorrectly. Beficho, bevavcho, that's all you need. But after Shmevidus, that is what tshuva is all about. And nobody needs to know about it. Kima kein darf nicht wissen. Vidui, man sucht doch vidui, alles um vidui, sucht noch vidui. Aber zu lenk der Herz in dem, richtig, to be a vidui, which comes together with charota and aziv sachet, that's tshuva. Darf wissen. That is tshuva. The problem we've got with that is within Alam Aminim, Bnei Aminim, Avada, within Aminim, Mazuk Yud Gimel with us, and if one doesn't see Yud Gimel with us, actually we should start saying Yud Gimel with us. On another man in the day, those who were here, at when there was a big Asifa, and the Rosh Shita, Rav Schneeval, got gezukt, and I think people didn't hear what he said. Er gezukt, and we gedacht, one should say every day the Shreshes Animamins. you can't imagine. We all maminim, and we believe in maminim. But if you say it every day, and you talk, it's clapped around in hearts and clapped around in kop, you get a different level of emunah. Oh, but we're maminim. But the problem is, when it comes to doing tshuva, emunah, for many people, it's maminim. Because why? Because the Yitzhara comes along to Yid, and I'll show you in a minute, state to Klazi, I said the Yitzhara does it, come to Yid, especially this time of the year, tshuva, how can I do tshuva? Like I said before, too far gone, done so many terrible things. Forget it, it's not for me. I say to me, tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, slicha steak, okay, we'll go through it, you know, we mezugt, like we did every year, mezugan, meklapan hashamnu, mezingan al zing, with the chazan, everything beautiful. Oh, but tshuva, it's not for me, I can't, I can't. Because we're not mamin, who can't believe that they can do tshuva. The Yitzhara convinces them, it's not for you. It's for the Kensicht. Just forget it. That's how he achieves what he tries to achieve this time of the year. And that verstehend us, we've got to understand that it's a battle. Some people think, if I feel like that, I feel such regret for what I've done, so much so that I can't even have the proper regrets, because I can't achieve on it. And we think, that's the Masi Yitz, we've got to recognize it for what it is. It's a battle of Yitzhar. It's Yitzhar saying that, not you. That's the first thing. You've got to understand, it's the door, battle lines here. Me against the Yitzhar. So we've got to medaf ma'amizayin de posuk. The posuk says ki kore velach adov amoyit beficho v'dvav cholasayis. You can. Everybody can. And whatever terrible things you think you could have done, you can do tshuva. There's nothing that tshuva isn't helpful. You do kanzach. Araya. How long does it take to do tshuva? How long should it take to do tshuva? How many alchets do you have to say to do tshuva? All the whole lot. 5 times, 10 times of Yom Kippur. The time it takes to tshuva steht in the Gemara, in Halach and Shulchan Aruch. A chosen steht under the chuppah, and he says to his kala, and he is a Rosh Gomor. That's Loshna Gomor and Loshna Shulchan Aruch. A Rosh Gomor means the worst Rosh you can imagine, has done the worst various kala turikulos ever, else. And he says to his kala, Hare, at Mukudeshli, Al Munas Shani Tzadik. Tzadik Gomor is Shikla Shaila. But he says, Al Munas Shani Tzadik, she's Sofik Mukudeshis, because Esha, he was Mahara Bachu that second. Mana Tzadik. Azoi? Yeah, Azoi. In 1 second, how long does it take to think that? To say that? And that you got Chuva Gatona? Not 1 second, he's done Chuva. Tzadik. Because if he was Mahara Bichu, he's Taka Tzadik, and she's Mukadeshis. The only reason why it's a Sufik Mukadeshis is because we can't be sure that Taka did Shua. Oh, but if we see from Halacha that if the Emissi did Shua, is that Tzadik? Tzadik? As a Tzadik? So we see from that, doing Shua is an easy thing. And so we're mistaken to believe in Kaddish. Plus, there's a Sati Dishmaya. There's a Gemara. Everybody knows this Gemara, this Chazal. It's in Makkah stuff, Yudalef, I think, in other places. As Habol Tahir, Messiah, no, say. If a person wants to come and become Erech Yid, the Tahir, Atzmoy, he gets help. His Otzoin is create Malochim, and the Malochim help him, the Satad Ishmael. And if you want to know what the Satad Ishmael is and where to find it, open. We usually take out our machzor for Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, absolutely. In the morning, ready, and steht often wegen Kapurus and okay. But I make a suggestion to take out a machzor, any siddur which got in it tefillas neila, and don't leave out the neila. Come to the end, right at the end of neila, ato poshit ato poshit ala poshim, ato noisin ala poshim, and just read through the shtickle there from neila. Read the Rebbe Shem Beit Sefayidin. The Rebbe Shem is begging Klal Yisrael, I beg of you, do tshuva. Shuva elai, or shuva eleichem. And nochem all the murdik of sukkah from Yecheskel Dalton, which we say, shteti novi, and which we say. So do you imagine the Rebbe Shem is asking us and begging us to do something, and it's going to make a difference for us? I put a thing in the wheel, let's take a thing in the wheel. Avad the Rebbe Shem is begging us to do tshuva. He wants us to, he's going to help us. Habola time is time, they say. And we think it's difficult. That's the Yitzhar stopping us. Then we've got to realize that.
You can't be sure of everything. You sure of one thing, is that?
You can do, one second, answer. Fuck him. So our problem is that we're not really, sometimes some people are not really marming 100% that tshuva helps. How can you help? I've done so many things. Whatever person's done, Chil Shabbos, Lashon Haras, done all kinds of terrible things. In one second you can do tshuva. Tikkun of the chet is a different thing. Of the etzem tshuva, chavota, aziv zachet, vidu, that's it. That takes 1 minute. Vidu is chotos is enough. How long does it take to say one chotosi? Yeah, not more than 2 seconds, and that's it. In those 2 seconds, we're satzali gomo. Melach mamin zayin. Got to know us as emes lamito is takazoi. Then it's much easier to do tshuva. But you think, viazoi taka. But I've got this heavy weight of terrible things now. I've done all these years. Vi kemet machin tshuva. That is a shala which is addressed by no less than Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda's got a whole little thing, the smallest sefer he ever wrote, called Yisayda Tshuva, which is printed always together, Rabbi Yehuda and all. Yisayda Tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda says, he addresses that problem. And he says, when a person wants to do tshuva, you know what he's got to think? He's got to think, Hayoim, today I've been born afresh, born anew. And I'm not a mensch. And he uses his words. Because he says, otherwise a person can't do tshuva. So otherwise a person is weighted down by all his history, he can't. So he brings the Akdom, he says, the Rebbe Shem sent us the Nevi'im to do tshuva, and brings the Psukim in Yecheskel. By Yehimahu, he says, that day that he does tshuva, yashlich kop shuva vashuva so. That means, he should push him off him, make it one decision. I'm never going to do that again. I'm not going to do any of that again. And v'yase atzmoi, he should consider himself hayoyim noilad, as if he's born today, and he's got no zchus, no chayv, nothing. He's a newborn person. V'zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asav, and that way, he says, he can get off his conscience the weight of his wrongdoings till now. Because he's newborn, forget about it. Not forever, but until you're mischazek in the tshuva and you become a newborn person, you behave like such, then eventually you can address the tikkun of the averus. In essence, tshuva is forget about the past. Just forget about the past, put it behind you. It might be true, like you said, it might be true that it's not easy for everybody to do a full tshuva or for everything. So again, the HR comes up, look, forget it. Are you going to chew on these two little averus often there? And all the other big stuff and the big heavy, you know, being zucht? Nah, forget it. Actually, at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, he says, there are many madrigs to Tshuva. And the feed the madrigs of Tshuva, a person comes closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'omnom, these are very important operative words of Ribbono Shel Olam. V'omnom l'chol Tshuva timsa slicha. Every little helps. Every tshuva achieves the closest to Ribbono Shel Olam. The more close. But there's a value in every little tshuva to say, well, since I can't do a full proper tshuva, I'm not up to that yet. Let's say I'm not up to everything we've said till now. So, but do epistles? It's not worth it. Zukta Rabbeinu, don't be fooled. That's the Yitzhak telling you that. Every bit of tshuva you do has a value, and it brings you close to the Bereshit. Avada, you want a full tahara, there's a recipe for it. If you look at the Rabbeinu, and Rav Lehnan is from Bem Sashid and Shuchnoch, that you say some tshuva, it's not gefährlich, and you start from the Tichas, and Rav Lehnan is Sifra Musa. He says there, Geras HaTshuva Rabbeinu, Rav Lehnan is Sifra Shom, he says Shom is a lechtige Sifra. It gives you such guidance. You can't finish studying Tzavah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's made sure, without learning as a sort sefer, or the, a similar sefer. A sefer which you feel gives you a lift, raises you. And then Rabbi Yehuda says before, he said, because this thinking that I can't do tshuva, that is the Yetzer Hara talking you into not doing tshuva. You shouldn't think that. The fly, the Yetzer Hara, is sitting in between the two halves of a person's heart. He is the one who starts talking you into the Shrek Yetzer. Don't do tshuva because you can't. So if you get these, what you might think are frumer thoughts, elecha thoughts, Rahman and Son, of not being able to do tshuva, I'm too far gone, so it's like admitting your guilt, but saying, using that as an excuse for doing nothing, that's what Rav Yehuda is telling you, you should know, that is Yetzer Hara. And you've got to fight that, you've got to go against that, and move ahead, move forward. There's a shayla, how does the tshuva work? Person is on, was chatin. Ich habe gehagert am Mensch, Rechmul Islam. Ich habe mich alles aufs Gewinn, also ich vermoe. Ich habe gegessen, Chazer, Rechmul Islam. I've done it. How can tshuva undo what he did? That's our greatest kasha. How does tshuva undo what he did? So, again, Mrs. Sishon, fake the kasha. And he gives a muridik hezma. And you see that Moedik Hezbo gives us a very big understanding to another kasha. What's Kalnidri? What's it all about? What's linked with the Kalnidri? Why do you say it's the Hilchah Shabbos? What's Kalnidri? That's a kasha, what's the Rishonim praying? What's Kalnidri for? What's it give you? What's the Talmud Yom Kippur? Look, that's the Moedik Hezbo. From Rabbi Nitzin Yadav, this is Mitzvah Shom. Because Mitzvah Shom says, how does tshuva work? The Talmud is a person made a neder. A gemacht a neder. He asked themselves all apples in the world. Everyone's just asking that. Now he wants to be mat a neder. So what's he do? He goes to three people and he says, I want to be mat a neder. What do you have to do? He has to have charota. He's got a charota. If he has charota from what he said, so he can be matzeh neder. Why? He made the neder. Well, you got charota. How does that take away the neder? Zotum says, "Shorin the pshat is, a person says something. He's got to say it with the ganze kop, with the ganze kavona, with the full ends the meaning of it. He said so. So that those powerful words time to what he said. Mecha neder. Person made the neder. I'm not going to eat any apples." He's hard to keep that. When a person has charota, what's he saying? I didn't really mean it. I regret that I said those words. The charota takes away the ganze enskite and the ganze achlota of what he had when he made the neder. He shows that it wasn't real kavon, it wasn't real achlota, it wasn't a strong undertaking. And therefore, the whole thing loses its value. It's ois neder. As you zukt, Mr. Shrov pshat in hatos adorim. Zukt. The Mr. Shrov zavzach ba tshuva. A person did an avera. Yes, I have account as an avera without kavona. It's such a stark avera. The account with the just leave a zukt. So every mitzvah you do, you find them create a malach. Never avera, you also create a malach. Macht a mitzvah the ganz machivrim the ganz kavona. Shafts a ganz malach. Chalila machta an avera with the ganze kavona, shafts euch a ganze malach. Aber man machta an avera, nicht the ganze kavona, nicht the ganze malach. An avera with that cup, you create the malach. Aber kamera, a malach with that cup. So it's good to say, I've never seen an avera from a yid with that ganze cup. He never really means it. The Yitzhak gets a horaya, that if a person does an avera, and he was given hasura, and after k'tei dibu, he did the avera, he's not chai malchus. That was because he didn't do it with his full mind anymore. So you can see that an avera without a full deya is not a proper avera. So When a person says, I've got charotah that I did avera, he's taken away the kavona of the avera. It's ois avera. Also is it not so schön. So the magid, we show the magid from Ben Zin Yadle, so that's why we say, come nidre, Yom Kippur-Nacht. You can't show Yom Kippur-Nacht. And then the Yitzhar comes along, he's with you. But get it on Talis Hilton, she hides himself on the Talis Hilton. When I said, Yingele, what are you going on about? Come on, Yomik, you're doing tshuva. How can you tshuva? You've done this and that and the other. Come on. So, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yitzhar has forgotten that song from Hatos Adorim. So, Shem Zot, like Hatos Adorim takes away the question of the why. Because I'm taking away the kavona that I had at the time. I mean, made it, the whole neder is gone shvet. As I, when I take away the kavona or the rotzen to have done the avera, takes away the kerch avera. As it helps, sure helps. Can you tell else in 1 minute? Chotosi, as you sachet, achlotet to not do the chet anymore. Is that's sure? That's sure. And this is a time for zoom the kanedre. On the way into Yom Kippur, you come to Yom Kippur to go after the talk. You come out of the out of Yom Kippur at the end of the day with like a out of through a washing machine. It's chanai mensch. And gets a koyel of anger. Das is a chenir rocht angefiert. Ach si jemenik. The minute we am zon tanz nach rekide noch maariv. Genau, we get tanz often. So you go outside in the garden often and we get tanz. The simcha one gets out of Yom Kippur. You washed out. You clean out. Wie soll ich? Also we are neder. So we are tosen drum. So that's why we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre. And that's the reason. Forget about all the chazonas, forget about all the cries and that. That takes away from the ganze kavanah. It's a detraction. Just think this, you're making a statement and convincing yourself, I've got Yom Kippur, I can achieve. Achieve what? A complete kavanah. If I have a proper kavanah, azira zachet, charota, and vidui, that's your tshuva. Am kimt eres rein. Das ist a gewaltige Wort von der Rav Ben Zin Yadle, ich schätze auf dem. So, tshuva is easy. Der Chasson Sefer says, kechoik mizach mi ma'arav, hechik mi'enu p'shein, the famous word of Chasson Sefer. As the distance is between east and west, so the Rebbein Shalom distance are various from us. So it begs the question, how far is it from east to west? In this person, that's Mizuch, Havali, Dusan Marav, whatever it is. The big shoe, 3 times the distance. You go, England, is this Chalach? What's the distance? It doesn't mean that. How, when you're facing west, and you want to face turn, and you want to face east, what do you have to do? How far do you have to go? Not one step, just turn around off the Platz. So the Chasson Sefer says, Kirchhoik Mizuch Marav, in the same difficulty, you have. The same peulas you've got to go through to turn from east to west, which is nothing. Just turn around. That's how you do tshuva. Just turn around off the Platz. There's a stolen about of Melo Zichron Yivroch. He said in Gates to say that he says, "Me the apostle, me yitain Torah mitomei." I mentioned from mitumas. How do you get Torah from mitomei? Loi echad. Once and for all, no. A no with a capital lamed. No, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm turning around. I've had you got to do something, so you turn around, so all you have to do is turn around. I'm not allowing myself to be convinced by the Yitzhara to do this thing anymore. It's not easy, or you can do it. Nowadays, it's become very difficult, because with the technology, those things are so easy to start and to open. I'll tell you, I'm going to tell a meister, I'm actually going to do it short. I'm going to tell a meister, still what? Somebody, your parents came to me and they said to me they got a big problem with their son. He was 18, 19, whatever he was at the time. And he's been influenced by friends to go on the computer and to go to all kinds of places in the Tonja game. So I said, look, Christ, we've got his father and I've got his father. The kids, they came back to me 2 months later and they said to me, I want to tell you what happened. He said, yesterday or the day before, their son came in. Oh, he went somewhere. He went to the computer and he switched on the computer and he got such a shock. What he saw, he switched it off. What did he see? He saw on the screen the faces of his parents. The face of his father and mother. He got such a shock, he switched it off and said, never again. So I said to him, I can't believe you're telling me this story now, today. It was Parshas Kedoshim. If you look in Parshas Kedoshim, say Kedoshim to you, Ish Imev Ovev Tiro, the Smich to the Psukim, Zukt Erechaim HaKodesh Ovev Platz, you can look it up, Erechaim HaKodesh Ovev Platz, Zukt. So if a person's got a Yitzhahara to do an Avera, you know what can save him from it? He should imagine in front of his eyes the faces of his parents. As I should think in Erechaim HaKodesh. Said, you're coming and telling me this story. It's the Svit Farsha, the Erechaim HaKodesh Devach. And the state by Yosef of Dalton State, yeah, that is so Mushrik and Shoviv. That stopped this boy from looking, and that boy's gone there, Chushin Van Heinz. But there's aces for Abba the Ik is to turn around. So, and the Ik is Nishtar and to fall in Yush. Not be depressed and Mekenish, Shakenish. Him the Wissen, depression. Rav Shmuel Rosh told me to say, "Shit from the Gaon Taka in Adaras, or shit from the Baron Kalinoichet." No, to be depressed is not an avera. Shit in Shneigetz. Of depression can drag a person down, where an avera can't wouldn't drag him down so far. Azut gezukt. The Gaon zukt the Werte that depression, that's the Esav. That is the Esav. And it's not printed in the Sefer, from what I can see. He goes up state by Brit Ben Absolim, state as Vine Emo, Hashecho, Gedoilo de Felesolov. Zukta Medush Emo, Zubovel, Hashecho, this is Yovon, Kidua, Gedoilo's Modai. The Felesolov, that's Golos Adam. Adamanal Gazokt. Amoy de Kazakh, short. Why is this Golus called Nefeles Olav? Because the character of our Golus is that people get depressed. Nefeles, gefallen bei sich. Depression. Yeah? I challenge anybody to make a survey of over 40s. How many are not taking antidepressants? Now, you get quite interesting result. And Achron is an antidepressant, don't do anything. It's a mask, it covers up everything. It doesn't even heal, it's garnished. The refuah for depression is. Legst du rein in der Jiddischkeit, in der Teure, in der Shabbos, in der Asmiris, in der Achweis, in der Mitzvahs, in der Teure, das bin ich Simcha, das bin ich Simcha. Ähnlich ist nicht so Simcha noch. But you've got to taste it, you've got to try. Don't. Just listen to my head. Yeah, I'm still, it's not from here. Right, the Yitzhar is always there, nicht von hier, nicht von hier. This is a Samuel gesagt, not to be gefangen, but if you look at Rishonim, I once was looking for a makar that somebody's got the depression, he's put it from mitzvah essen masa. I found the Shalom, I found in the Lekat Yosha, the Talmud of the Tumas Adeshin, his son said to him, my wife, gets terribly depressed, she can't eat masa, she eats masa, she'll be much depressed. So the Tumas Adeshin answered, he said to him, I was like, put for masa. Depression. Achronis and the whole person depressed. Mit wuss, favus. Where's your simchas chaim? Where's your hakor? What the revelation has given you? The koichas, everything. That's not a simcha. I can tell you, I can speak another half an hour, it's a strange speak. But I'll put in, dus is this. Sure, that's not a simcha oichet. In Ashkenaz, do a niggun for alchet. Yeah? But God, Mamin sein ist also. You've got to believe it that it's true. It's true for me as well. Ich kann es machen. I can get it. I can achieve it. It's the ganze tshuva business is a different complexion. We can. We darf Mamin sein. And we darf es tun. And we darf es durchgehen. Kim Taris with the best, the schönste, the richtige Eifen, and the richtige, durch dem es richtige Gesicht zu tun.